not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
We have to rise above challenges and find strength in the midst of adversity.
We are in a battle of good versus evil.
Satan is the father of confusion.
I don't care what they do to me. I'm going to keep calling them out.
They're berserk trying to disarm Americans, and we need to push back.
I'm glad you're fighting for America.
There's always hope.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Faith and Freedom. I'm Chimene Nugent, and I am so happy that you are here. I'm so happy that I'm in the studio with my good friend, Sarah Palin, former governor of Alaska, and her friend, former NHL player Ron Dugay, and my friend, Ted Nugent.
I'm so friendly.
Welcome, everybody. I'm so glad that you're here. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is like
we're
a spirit campfire with our blood brothers and bliss. This is
amongst
awesome.
A beautiful flower, though.
Yes.
Not the
Sarah, welcome to real America.
Yep. I love Texas. I love Alaska's little sister
Alaska's
state.
Wonderful.
Our little sister state of Texas.
Yes.
Now, I want to get into some political questions. Hope that's okay for both of you guys, obviously. What made you want to get into politics?
Well, I'm from a family full of school teachers, and I knew that my family was a little bit different, public school teachers, and yet they were so full of common sense and appreciation for American history and appreciation for what was going on in current events and how common sense and patriotism could be like interjected into solutions that were needed at the time. I grew up with that. That was our dinner table talk, you know, current events and how right thinking and right priorities needed to be kind of played out. And then we would find solutions to the problems of the world. Well, the problems in the world back then, nothing compared to, of course, what we're seeing today. Yeah. But so I was always interested in American history, in our Constitution, in our Bill of Rights, and just in our Charters of Liberty, our foundation. So the older I got, went to college, got a journalism degree, and minored in political science. Always knew that I wanted to do something in public service, in politics. So started out PTA, city council, a city mayor, a city manager, oil and gas commissioner, then a governor. I just kind of took some steps that God orchestrated for me, and then I just found myself where
I am. Are you telling me that you participate in the experiment in self-government? Is that what you're telling me?
I did, and I mean, what a foundation, Alaska, where it's just hardcore independence up there, right? Yeah. We don't want somebody telling us that we have, that man is going to give us a right to arm ourselves, right? No, God gave us these inherent rights. So, having opportunity to jump into a political arena, a public arena, and try to educate people about, you know, just some of that foundational stuff that is Americans. I just seized the opportunity and put my life in God's hands. And really, looking back, I'm like, oh, that's why that step was taken and that step along the way. And next thing I know, I'm sitting here with Ted Nugent and his beautiful wife and Ron Dugay and...
Look where we've come.
Man, I've always promoted, Chimene, that Sarah Palin is exactly what the founding fathers want. She was let down by the failures of her mayor at home.
Yes.
So she said, I can do better. I see where his failures are, and I can do better. And then, as mayor, she saw the governor was failing, was not sticking to his constitutional oath and representing the pulse of real Alaskans. So she became governor. Just a housewife and a mother said, I don't like the way you're misrepresenting us. I can represent the people of Alaska better than they, and she did.
And I did. And my first step there was running for city council, because I saw, as a resident of my town, I saw what the city council members were doing in seizing our private property rights. And I kept thinking, who is this handful of these politicians who think that they're going to tell me, my dad, who works so hard for his property, what he can and can't do on his own property.
Beautiful.
And so I always had that kind of that inkling in me, is that no, there has to be credence given to and respect for the people, for the will of the people. Trust them. They know better than a handful of politicians.
Always.
And I remember one of the things that I loved about you most before we met is that you eliminated state property taxes.
Right, right. So that was, it was all about these private property rights too. That differentiates America from other countries also, right? It was
always
a private property. And I knew that if you work so hard for, you know, the fruits of your labor, you're going to make those manifest in property that you're going to purchase and you're going to take care of as you deem fit, as you deem necessary. Who is government to tax you for making improvements on your own property? I knew this, you guys, when I was a little girl, because I remember my dad improving our home, and I'm like, wow, this is going to be beautiful. You know, you're building a little sidewalk in front of the house. He goes, yeah, but then our local government's going to charge me more every year in property tax. And I said, but wait. It should be opposite of that. So, yeah, I became mayor and got rid of personal property taxes and business inventory taxes, knowing that it would spur more development, more business into our town. And it did. It worked.
Good for you.
So it
and
was that.
And Ron, did you ever think you'd be sitting here at this table with Sarah and Ted and I?
So you're reading my mind right now. No, I swear to God, because I'm sitting here thinking I grew up as a Canadian coming from a different place, and conversations at the table were hockey, hockey, and hockey. That was it.
There no
was
deer nothing. Hunting?
No, well, no, because I didn't grow up with it. My dad wasn't a fisherman or a hunter, but it was all about hockey, and there's no talk about politics. Back then, even now, Canadians are willing to submit. They're the kindest, nicest people. Tough,
yes.
But they're willing to just kind of submit, although they're waking up now. But I never thought, I had an idea that I'd probably make it to the National Hockey League. But I'm sitting here, I'm sitting next to Sarah, I'm listening to her, and I'm sitting with you guys, influencers, and talking about the needs in the world and and the political stuff. And I never thought I'd be in this place. And it just goes to show you, people, God can grab a person out of his comfort zone and take them where I am now. So why did I become so interested in politics? Well, what happens when you become a father,
bingo,
husband, father, you have kids. Now you start, because you're the leader of the family. Now you have to start thinking about your kids. Now you start paying attention to other things, not just your family, but to your environment around you. So I started paying attention to the leaders. And it's led me to this today. And so I think about my people I've met through my course. I've been in New York. I got to be around Donald Trump, right? Mm-hmm. Sure enough, not long ago, here I am sitting next to Donald Trump with her. And so now I have an opportunity to speak up, maybe for some Canadians, because it's a mess in Canada.
Oh, I'm sure you are.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so Tucker Carlson just left and he went there, but he went there as an American. He didn't go as a Canadian. So there's more Canadians that need to speak up and rise and join in. And the one thing that I think they've done, the mistake they've done, the other side, the enemy, is that they've woken up a sleeping bear. They've woken up those like you guys who are influencers. You guys weren't quiet, but some have been quiet, but now they're rising up.
Yep.
Now there's this power of influencers are going to get together that could really make a difference. So I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad I can be part of it and chat about it. But Canada's a mess. Here's a mess. But the good news, it's going to change. Mm-hmm. It's going to change.
Well, common sense is common and sensible. And it doesn't matter whether you're a Canadian. I hear from people from Spain and Germany and France and Portugal, my hunting buddies from Scotland and Ireland and all around the world. And when I speak, I don't just speak for American hellraisers. I speak for common sense, and it's alive and well, but they're not allowed to speak. They're not. They don't have a First Amendment. Now, they have one from God, but the government hasn't authorized that God-given natural right. And now in Canada, I help work with them to get rid of C-68, that absolute stormtrooping gun law where they would punish goose hunters, but not charge gun runners in Toronto. Yep. So there is an awakening, and it is global, and I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, and the one thing that we can talk about, and this is other level that people don't talk about, some of us do, but it's good versus evil, meaning light, God, and the darkness, which is the devil's real.
Yep.
And that's the battle that we're up against.
Right now.
And it's, you know, that's why we need to come together. A lot of prayer.
We are.
Yeah, we are. And so that's the thing where, because people will name people in names. They'll say that person. But I kind of see that person as a different person. I see them as they're kind of being controlled by the darkness. Mm-hmm. And so what do you do against that? Well, you got to just fight it. And we fight it with prayer, and we fight it in our own ways.
Yeah. Yep, faith and freedom.
That's why it's called faith and freedom, exactly. Because we are fighting to have freedom. I lost my freedom of speech. Fortunately, here on Real America's Voice, we can say anything we want here, but I'm permanently banned on Twitter.
Why, though? What did you do? We were talking about that on the drive, though. We're like, but what did she... Dear sweet Shemaine, what did
the
she do?
The sweetest, most harmless, wonderful, positive person in the world
Saints.
Is banned
yes,
from
Mother
social
Teresa.
Media. And I'm banned from Facebook. And
but
I'm
what
sweet.
Did you do?
I did a silly little lip-syncing six-second video where I'm pretending to have a phone, and the caption is, calling President Trump to ask when he's coming back.
Boom. That's it.
Bam. Whoa. Done. Yeah.
Well, hey, Elon Musk. Hey, Elon Musk, are you
really?
Listening? Freedom of speech for Shemaine Nugent, please.
Amen.
12 times I tried to appeal, and they finally sent me an email and said, this case is closed. Yeah. So
that's shocking.
That's why. That's one of the reasons I wanted to do this. We have to watch what we're saying, unfortunately, on social media. He never does, but now he's banned on Facebook. So do you run into that at all? Do you get... Are you on social media?
I am. I do the social media. I am. It was during the COVID things. I would make the suggestion: ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine,
that sort of thing. You saved lives.
Yeah. And so I would say it in a subtle, nice way, and I'd have other people kind of say it, but I just kind of repost it.
Can you tell them where you kind of did get shunned though during that a little bit?
Yeah.
I don't want to get you in trouble with the NHL, but he was ostracized in a lot of. Aspects of that arena, the hockey arena, because of his stand on COVID and the shutdowns and the jab and all that, because he's wise. He knew what truth was through that. And a lot of people in that industry didn't like for that.
Part of it, when you're on the side of truth, you kind of like the fight. You want to fight?
I enjoy it.
You sound like him. We're going to get into this a little bit more in the next segment, but I want to talk to you a little bit about our sponsor, Sparrow Gear. And Ted and I have used these products, and I encourage you guys to also, because they work. They are Faraday bags, silver woven clothing. And if you've been feeling headachy, dizzy, just lethargic, it could be EMF radiation that could be making you sick. Silver woven clothing can block EMF radiation and 5G. If you think 5G is going to give you a better cell signal, you're wrong. It doesn't have anything to do with that. There's a lot of nefarious things going on out there, but we have these products. Go to sparrowgear.com and use the promo code FAITH. That's sparrowgear.com, and the promo code is FAITH. Stick around because we have lots more fun and games with Sarah, Ron, Ted, and I. Coming up, stay tuned.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. I don't know how you feel about this, but we don't like to buy meat from the store. We don't want to encourage anybody to buy meat from the store.
It's unsafe.
It's unsafe. It's got antibiotics, chemicals, mRNA in it. But we did find this beef that is freaking amazing.
I'm not a big fan of beef, but I've become a big fan of beef. It's the best we've ever had.
Seriously, the best steak ever. And that's coming from the Whackmaster and our friends.
Switch to America with Shemaine.com, the best beef in the world.
If you really want to try it, check out Switch to America with Shemaine. What's
that? Switch to America with Shemaine. I switch to America with Shemaine.com. Switch to America with Shemaine.com, the best beef, the most delicious, the healthiest beef in the world.
We love it, and we know you will too.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. You probably heard about grass-fed beef versus, I don't know why. Why would you want grass-fed beef when you could have 3D printed beef?
Oh. Yuck!
We have found this most amazing beef. It's called Switch to America with Shemaine.com. Go to Switch to America with Shemaine.com. And it's raised right here in Texas. It's clean, grass-fed, organic, no antibiotics,
delicious.
No mRNA. It's delicious. So go to Switch to America with Shemaine.com, and someone from my team will be there to call you back and answer all your questions and help you get your orders. We have beef delivered, even though we're hunters, Sarah.
Yeah.
Even though we eat venison all the time. We have beef delivered right to our door, and it's
we love
amazing.
The marbled Jeez. Beef.
Yes.
It's a special treat.
Okay, back with us again is Sarah Palin, Ron Dugay, and Ted Nugent. So we were talking about COVID and the pandemic, And one of the things that really brought me out of my shell in doing a show like this is that we were told to stay home, which is probably the worst thing you could do for your health. Right, Ron?
Yes.
More for kids and young kids and teenagers. I'm talking about kids that they're so distracted with their phones and TV and all that. All of a sudden, now they can't even go. Now that's all they're doing. Yeah. It's being able to grow as you're around your friends. And we were just talking about this yesterday, that kids were just trapped and all of a sudden they're a little bit lost. So yeah, we've seen that. We're
starting to say that. What was the worst thing for the human race, especially young people, and the government did that on purpose, because if you're home and you're desperate, you're easier to brainwash.
That's what it
is. It's so obvious. Anybody that doesn't get that, call 1-800-NUMBNUT. And Michael Moore will explain why hygiene is unnecessary.
Yeah. And do you remember when they arrested the guy surfing. By himself?
Yeah.
Come on.
Who can't see this? I saw a guy on a motorcycle with a mask on. He's on a motorcycle going 80 miles an hour.
Yes.
But is there any healthier place than a beach? You have the salt water. Yes. You have the vitamin D. You know, you have this. And for them to shut down. How about the skateboard park in Newport Beach? They filled the thing up with cement so that the kids couldn't go visit the skateboard park during that. They couldn't get outside and get their fresh air.
Yeah, I remember even in Florida, DeSantis did a wonderful job. But there was 2 weeks there, we can only go to the beach till noontime. So what happens after noontime?
I would love to meet the man.
Yeah, had to go home.
I want to meet the man who tells me when, how, or if I can go to the beach.
Yeah.
He will not survive that encounter on many levels.
So I want to switch gears a little bit to World Health Organization and also the WEF, the World Economic Forum. So the World Economic Forum just took place.
Evil.
And I want to know, Sarah, how concerned are you about this globalist agenda?
Well, thankfully, we don't have to be as concerned now that, as Ron was suggesting, the giant has been awakened and more people are realizing. It goes back to what we used to be fingers pointing at us saying, oh, they're conspiratorial, when we used to say, this is all about control of the people, it's all about a one world government that they want to usher in. That's what this is. But see, more and more people are realizing that, because they don't try to hide too many things anymore.
They say it.
They talk about population control blatantly now.
Yeah.
That when we hear news about Big Pharma, you know where they're going with just that aspect of their agenda, the population control. Too many people know what's going on. I think to make us be fearful, I think we should feel empowered, and we should feel like, oh, now we're educated.
And more are.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think the whole thing with COVID, with the mask, I think a lot for them was a test to see how people were going to submit.
Sure.
And I would say probably 90% are happy to submit, drop to a knee, wear a mask.
Because we trusted our government. We go back to World War II, where we had to defeat the Japanese and the Nazis. They were pure evil, the way they conducted their anti-human societies. So we had faith in a government that fought that clear and present evil. But that was just a camel's foot in the tent, so to speak. Yeah, yeah. And then the military-industrial congressional complex really took over. And when Eisenhower left office, he warned us that the biggest threat to freedom in America and the world is the CIA and the military-industrial congressional complex, because they will send young men into war to die for their own enrichment. And that is such an outrageous, evil, offensive concept that we went, oh, our government wouldn't do that. That's exactly what our government was doing.
And still
is trying.
The Bible talks about those who have eyes can see.
Yeah, yeah.
Not everybody who has eyes can see or hear, ears to hear. But I was talking to Ron when we were at lunch, at this lively lunch with the veterans.
Vietnam veterans, how inspiring.
Awesome. Yeah.
I don't think that had I not, and here's my book, Killer House, had I not gotten sick and almost died from toxic mold, I never would have opened my eyes when no doctors could help me. I had migraines. He'd have to rush me to the hospital for migraines. I thought I was having a heart attack. Twice he'd rush me to the hospital.
The healthiest person on the planet, otherwise.
And the doctors just kept doling out more and more medication. I was taking medication like they were M&Ms, and I used to like M&Ms. Not anymore. Not anymore. But I had to become my own investigative sleuth to save Ted and our son Rocco and myself. Mm-hmm. And then when I saw these government lockdowns and pushing the vaccine, I thought, What's in it? Why can't you tell me what's in the vaccine? Why do you need 50 years, or was it 75, to tell us what is in that vaccine? It didn't make sense to me, but here's my perspective. If you want to take it,
yeah,
you go ahead.
But we do warn people.
But we warn people.
You want to be a guinea pig.
I don't want to. Ahead. Right. No. Let me talk about that
guinea pig. We just had lunch with the Vietnam vets. It was very inspiring. Sarah, you brought them such joy. Mm. I could become emotional right now. They so loved that we supported.
And you did become emotional in your speech
to
them.
Because they sacrificed for our freedom.
Yes.
And then we threw that away and we got Joe Biden taking away those freedoms. But what I discovered is that Emil Schwartz is 93 years old, and he was there when they tested Little Big Boy, the atomic bomb.
Yes.
Our government put those young men in those trenches to see what would happen, intentionally making guinea pigs out of hero young men. Mm-hmm. And all of Emil Schwartz's buddies died of cancer from that experiment, from Uncle Sam, not the Japanese, not the Nazis, not the communists. From Uncle Sam, those heroes died testing that bomb, and Emil Schwartz survived it. He was there. We're going to do an interview with Emil Schwartz because he went into the military at 16 because he believed in America. But the government will use us for guinea pigs.
If
we let them. Mm-hmm. So there is an awakening, but there's still too many. And I hope they tune into Shemaine's Faith and Freedom on Real America's Voice and My Spirit Campfire, because we are a beacon of truth, logic, and common sense supported by irrefutable, unlimited evidence that the government is cruel and evil, especially right now, but it started after World War II, and that they would subject those heroes to those shots in the Gulf War and not allow them to shoot back when they're getting shot at.
Yeah.
And the stories from these Vietnam vets are just heartbreaking. So anybody listening right now, tell everybody you know there's a Faith and Freedom on Real America's Voice, and it's not just Sarah Palin and Ron and Shemaine and I. It is the majority of humans, not just American, but the majority of humans, that your instinct will guide you to common sense, logic, and truth if you just pursue it and take off that screening process where you blindly obey government, media, academia, big tech, certainly all the powers that be. They are untrustworthy, and critical thinking is the only hope. Your instincts are more accurate than what the media tells you, and you must respond to them. And that's, I'm so proud of you. And what Sarah and Shemaine represent are women who were in the woman's position, and they went, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm in a human position, and I got just as much balls as the rest of you guys, and my instincts tell me to do this, and you did it, and you do it, and I love you guys for that.
Thank you. Well, thank you.
Can I just add to I can add to, as a Canadian,
as a Canadian, you've got balls too.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to add to that, but as I walked into that room today, the first thing, the impression I get is sadness for these men.
Yes.
How they're not cared for.
Yep.
And I say this as a Canadian, I look at the fundraisers they have for the military veterans. I'm thinking, why is it that we have to have fundraisers?
Exactly.
Why is it
unbelievable?
Why is it our government taking care of these veterans?
In a nutshell,
and
Ron,
why are they giving out $5,000 checks to people who walk or swim across the border
illegally?
Yeah.
Healthcare.
Yes.
They get brand new clothes,
now
brand new cell phone.
Now they're using Veterans Administration
they get a
dollars
credit card
to give to invaders, Ron.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
And we have homeless veterans that need that health care. You saw
Uncle Sam,
there was
shame
one
on you.
On
you
a walker.
Punk.
Yeah.
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 So
part of this is the reason why they hate Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Because he really cares, and he tries to make.
You talk about the enemy hating Donald Trump.
Right. Yeah.
Yes, the deep state.
Right. Yeah, because he's exposing everyone.
And the vets love Donald Trump.
Yeah, they do.
For those reasons. Yep. And so let's go, Donald Trump. We need you back in the office. Let's give him a call.
Yeah.
And I think the bottom line of us being here today and our having a First Amendment on Real America's Voice, by the way, thank you, Real America's Voice.
Thank you, Real America's Voice.
Is everybody out there, we need to unite to get Donald Trump back into the driver's seat as commander-in-chief if we want America to be strong, great, safe, prosperous, and respected again. Donald Trump is the answer. Case closed.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Well, that's why when we talk about the military-industrial complex, if you see a candidate who is in bed with any kind of business that has anything to do with looking at war as a business, as a money-making, you don't get in bed with that politician.
Can you name someone right now who's running?
People probably, they need to do their own homework, and the voters need to figure out, who is it who would be pushing for war? War when America's best interest is not involved.
Exactly.
But it is. It's a money-making
enterprise. I was going to say, follow the money.
All Democrats are evil.
Let's follow the money into the next segment. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Welcome back to Faith and Freedom with Shemaine, Sarah Palin, Ron Dugay, and Ted Nugent. I think we should do this more often.
We are having fun because truth, logic, and common sense is the wind beneath our American eagle wings.
Yes.
So we were just talking about following the money. Mm-hmm. How many, on it, just roughly, Sarah, you've been in politics, high up. Mm-hmm. What percentage of politicians are compromised?
Oh, my gosh. I don't want to say the majority of.
I want you to be honest, because we have freedom here.
Well,
freedom of speech.
Too many are. Yeah. Too many of them. They don't make any sense. And it's just like you had just said. You follow the money and you realize that's why that decision is being made. It doesn't make any sense, but they're making the decision because they're ultimately going to be taken care of, or their family members are going to be taken care of. My kids have kind of teased me, going, Mom, are you the only politician where it costs us to be involved in all this? Look at all the other politicians' kids, you know, my kids are 100% supportive of what it is that we do, but no, it's too many. It's too many. And who are these people?
Dan Crenshaw. Joe Biden.
Oof.
Trey Gowdy. Sure. They talk and talk and condemn, and they spotlight criminals, and then they do nothing.
They have opportunity. How about that? When Republicans, when my own party is in control, they're in charge, they're in the majority, and still
unbelievable.
Nothing gets
done. And
what they
promote, they're going to do. They suddenly switch sides and they're voting Democrat.
Right.
It's just amazing. And I wonder, too, we don't have to get into this, how many are compromised having gone to Epstein Island or having gotten into some nefarious...
It is. There's blackmail all over the place. Talk to General Flynn about this, and he will explain in detail how they get these guys on tape. They get them so that they're easy to blackmail. They'll ply them with the honeypot and with the drinking or whatever. Too many of these in that top brass of the political arena. And then they got them. They get to blackmail them, and that's why decisions are being made, again, that make no sense, but that person is covering their own butt.
Yeah.
But how about those who are in agencies, like the FBI or the CIA?
Oh, my God.
Where they're given commands to do something that surely in their... How do they sleep at night? They know that what they're being asked to do isn't right.
And I ask them face to face, too.
Yeah. Well, what's their answer? How can they do
this? They've actually, FBI agents that I've had to trust during federal raids here in Waco, where we're kicking down doors, arresting murderers and stabbers and rapists and child molesters, why those people are out. I want to find the judge that let them out. That's the guy we should be raiding. But anyhow, I got to trust these FBI agents when I kick down a door to arrest a murderer. I got to trust them to cover my back for other perpetrators. And there was a time when I did that many years ago that I did trust these agents. And now those same agents that I confront now, you're not going to believe this. Well, maybe the people in this room will. I say, how can you go to January 6th and wear Donald Trump clothing and create vandalism? How do you face your children? They go, well, I got to obey. I go, no, you don't have to obey. You know it's immoral. You know it's illegal. You're violating your oath. And they go, well, I got a pension coming up.
Oh,
you spineless little prick. That's more important than your honor, than your oath? You're not my friend anymore. You can't come to my concerts.
So, Ron, I understand that you were a little bit of a rebel in Canada. Mm-hmm. And there was, you were involved with the truckers and their protests there. Talk
good
about
for
that.
You, Ron. Yes, from a distance, not directly involved, but I have other hockey player friends who are very involved because it was out west. And one of them, Theo Fleury, played in Calgary, but he's a, and she did an interview with Theo, but there's
brave
some that,
guy.
Yeah, very involved. And so, yeah, we're all kind of helping each other by talking to each other. And he called me, get Sarah. So, yeah, I was behind that. And but there's only so much you can do. Especially for me going, trying to get in and out of Canada, you know, because now you need the card, you need this and that. So they kind of keep you pinned behind the lines,
but
right?
But watching what went on with the Freedom Convoy there in Canada, because the Canadian truckers are the one that's helped change the whole narrative.
They were absolutely.
Trajectory with the COVID shutdowns. They said, Canadians, we were following Canadians.
Yes.
So Ron was so interested in that. And that's too why we came to Texas this week, because we're like, look what's finally happening now. A convoy going on in Texas that reminds us.
Shemaine and I
there.
Will be in Dripping Springs with the convoy tomorrow. I'll play the national anthem and the SEAL Team 6 will be at our side. And those brave truckers who are the foundation of the economy, the foundation of our quality of life. They bring us the goods and the fuel and the supplies that bring us health and happiness and life and liberty or pursuit thereof. So Shemaine and I are very involved. And if I have an attitude, have you noticed? It's because those much more courageous than I am. They're much braver than I am, like those Vietnam veterans today, that they have welcomed us into their lives gives you the confidence to stand up for that. And it all boils down to the Constitution. Those are self-evident truths. And the Founding Fathers didn't guess at them. You have that when you were born. You have that when you were born, even as a Canadian, though it's not allowed oftentimes. We as people have those self-evident truths as natural rights, natural laws from God. So that we're involved, it inspires Shemaine to be outspoken. It inspires me to be outspoken. It's inspired you. I've watched you and I watch you, Ron. And so it is contagious and more people are doing that. And everybody listening out of Faith and Freedom, you need to get your family and friends and people at church and school and the workplace, at the shooting range, at the bowling alley, at the barbecue. You need to inspire people to stand the hell up now more than ever, because if we unite, we can turn this around and we'll send a message to those corrupt bureaucrats that they work for us based on that constitutional oath. It's so simple, it's stupid, but that's the determining factor.
If you don't mind, we'd like to join you tomorrow.
You should.
Yes, you should.
I would mind if you
So we're going to do that. And you mentioned a certain groups that I think have failed, and that's the churches, some of these mega churches, pastors.
Well, the problem is with the 501c3 status that churches have, they used to, our grandparents used to go to church, and the pastor could tell them who to vote for. But with the 501c3 status, now they can't.
Well, maybe that would be
what IRS
doing.
And they become so handheld. But, go ahead.
Well, the thing is, you can get around that. You're not telling them how to vote. You're just explaining to them how to vote.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, we're going to put it on the screen.
Okay. Yeah.
HunterNation.org. Mm-hmm. We're a 501c3. HunterNation.org. And all we try to do is inspire conservatives or anybody. I don't care what you are. But if you don't vote your conscience, and I think the conscience can be described, God, family, country, law and order, Constitution, the Ten Commandments, the Golden Rule, work ethic, that's the guiding light for the majority of Americans. And so many of them don't vote, that if they vote their conscience, we will win. And examine what we just did in Louisiana. We didn't tell anybody who to vote for. But if you're voting God, family, and country, I can tell you who you're not going to vote for.
Well, but see, I fear that the too many of the churches are beholden to government because they want something from government. How about they not want anything from government?
Yeah, bingo.
How about they recognize what Reagan used to say? Government is the problem.
Yes.
It's not the solution.
I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
If these churches would be more independent of having some kind of hand out wanting something from government, well, then they would be less in control, being controlled by the government.
You're already compromised if you're relying on the government.
All they would have to do is take out the book of Revelation.
How about sticking to the Bible?
We are in the beginnings of the book of Revelation, and then explain it. And by the way, we're seeing it now.
Right.
And then they can get it. But many pastors won't even do that. I thought during the COVID time, I want to go to church. People are looking for answers. And a lot of churches.
How about the government wouldn't let you go to church?
You wouldn't let
Does that
you
not say it all?
Church,
But you could go to the liquor store or a strip club.
Or buy dope.
Right.
But you can't go to church. And you can't even have a church service outside in the parking lot when everybody's in their cars.
Who can't see what that means?
If they ever try that again, we know we're not going to. Yeah. How about that hat you gave me today?
Yes.
I will not comply.
Yes.
It's like, exactly.
I will not comply.
Did we not learn? Yes, we learned.
Okay, just a couple minutes left. Speaking of corrupt politicians, how's Trudeau doing?
Holy smokes, there's a punk if ever there was one.
It's hard to imagine because he's so hated right now. You'd think at a point where
you're... That's a good sign.
That you're so hated that, okay, I need to reverse course somehow, some way, something.
Because
if I want to get reelected... No, he's getting worse. He's trying to change the voting laws right now.
Yeah.
Where
that's his only hope.
That's his only hope, right? So I think they cheated last time. They're going to try to cheat in a different way. And well, we're not going to get it.
By the way, Ron, I've been rocking and rolling and hunting up in Canada. Those people are as true blue, real Americans and human beings as ever there was.
Right.
But they've been muzzled and they're fearful of their government. But you're right. They're waking up that the government they fear doesn't need to be feared. You need to make them fear of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know what happened in Canada? Free medicine, free medical. That's how they got them.
That's what they're trying to do here with Obamacare. Right. What happened there?
Or student loan forgiveness.
Yes. Meanwhile, they're taxed through the hill.
Yep.
Cost of living is high.
It ain't free.
It's not free. That's right. Tell them. It's not free.
Nothing
what do you mean,
free.
Ron? Well, look at what you're paying. And if you'd only pay for your own medical, you're a far more ahead. Yeah. Really? I guess so.
I guess so. Yeah. Good morning, Canadians.
Anyways, I love my Canadians. But
I love them, but
time to wake up.
Need to find that scrotum. God gave you.
And you're right, though. This is a spiritual war. People are waking up now, and they're getting it. That'll never happen again. Right. As soon as they try to pull, and this is an election year, which I want to talk about in the next segment. A lot can happen. I want to get your thoughts on VP, but are you guys going to stick around for one more?
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
it's so special to have you guys.
Don't go away.
So
we'll be right back.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Welcome back. I'm so excited to have Sarah and Ron and Ted.
Faith and freedom.
I want to tell you about this water system that Ted and I have been using.
Great stuff.
We take it for granted what's in our water and that the government is supplying us with good water.
Nope.
But you know, there's just a little bit of arsenic. Not too much. Just a little bit of arsenic.
Fluoride.
Maybe a little fluoride. Maybe some pharmaceutical drugs. Maybe VOC, volatile
organic. Maybe some jet fuel runoff at the military base.
Maybe some jet fuel in Hawaii. You need to look into Sentry H2O. And use the promo code HEALTHY10 for a discount. That Sentry H2O removes harmful toxins and enriches the water, which is what we all need.
And the water is actually delicious.
Don't buy plastic water bottles. Just enrich your own water system. Okay, joining us now, again live, is Sarah and Ron and Ted and I. And I want to pick up where we left off, and I'm going to go right into this. This is going to be a little bit shorter segment. Who's going to be Trump's pick for VP?
Well, the cool thing about Trump is he is not going to let himself be put in a box, because conventional wisdom would say, okay, you have to start checking some boxes when you pick that VP, right? It's got to be somebody who represents a certain demographic or a certain region. Trump doesn't care about any of that stuff. He doesn't need any of that stuff, thankfully.
Are you telling me he cares about qualifications? Is that what you're telling
me? It's all about qualifications.
Yes.
There you go. And nobody's talking about this. It's going to be somebody who is qualified,
who's been through
the ringer, right? Knows what to expect, understands the virtue of loyalty, which is kind of non-existent in that arena of politics. Trump knows what he's looking for. And Trump, not that I'm going to say, he's learned lessons, but he's learned lessons. He's not going to be talked into anything, like perhaps his last go around. I think he was talked into hiring some people. You know, people were like, you got to get that person. They know where the light switches are in the Capitol.
Oh,
and he's not going to do that anymore.
He did say he wanted a woman.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Sarah, it sounds like you fit all those requirements.
I think he's going to be just avant-garde, off the wall, our Trump. You know, he's going to do something. He does, though, need to. I think the other side is going to put up Michelle Obama.
I've been
saying that for some years.
Oh, that would be so beautiful.
Yes, right.
I do too.
And then she'll have to have a physical, probably.
So he'll probably factor that in, right? He'll factor in who it's going to be up
the results of the physical.
I'll put on a hazmat suit and perform it for you.
We're going to find all kind of balls.
You know, last night, Greg Gutfeld recommended a real candidate for vice president. Me.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He said
well,
I would make
right,
sure.
There, now I got something to cheer
what
for.
Would you, if you were asked to?
I would be honored to serve, absolutely. And you know, you hear so many politicians who are asked that question. They're like, oh, I like where I am right now in life and I'm fine. It's like,
but they're just saying,
they're lying. Come on, come on. Let's be honest. Who wouldn't be honored to?
Yes.
It's a sacrifice. It really is a sacrifice. But when you know what you're getting yourself into, because you've already done it once, right?
It's kind of
like what Trump has said to me personally about positions like this. He's like, Sarah, you got nothing to lose. He says, I got nothing to lose. What more can they do to us?
Yep.
What more can they say about
That's
our
right.
kids?
Yep.
What more? And he's like, can you imagine if you and I were in there together? I'm like, I know. Yeah, they're talking about.
Wow, I just got
that's
going
exciting.
And then let's add to this. How about this for a ticket? Sarah Palin is VP, press secretary.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm not kidding, Tim. Oh.
We'll do it on a every Saturday night, 8 o'clock.
Everybody would
and that's
they
funny
would learn
and it's,
so much.
That's funny and it's cute, but really examine it in real application. I'm just a guitar player, but nobody can debate me and win because I'm a humble servant of the evidence that supports truth, logic, common sense. And when people have tried to debate me, they lose. Not that I'm smarter than them. I'm just more honest than the average media person. And they lose every time. And I couldn't be more proud of that because I'm not afraid of any question or any topic. And if I don't know about the topic, instead of guessing, I say, I'm not familiar with that. Let me do a little research and then see me tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
But whenever they bring up guns, conservation, private property rights, Second Amendment, First Amendment, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, it's so instinctual that that's the press secretary we should have. And they're not going to appoint me press secretary, but boy, would that be fun.
Well, I can just imagine what you're thinking when you presently are watching a press secretary speaking for this administration.
I cringe.
What are you thinking?
I go, you've got to be kidding me. So gender confusion and color of skin is qualifications? What about content of character, knowledge, and constitutional authority? See, and I'm just a guitar player, but I speak for
Ron,
the common
how would you,
man.
How would you feel about that? Yeah. If
well, because I've gotten to know her, and I know her past. I know her history, and she's definitely qualifies. I know her friendship with the president, and he wants someone he can really trust, but also has a history of having done the job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Done the job, really good at it. So she'd be perfect. It's just that I know her, and she would want to be in a position to make change, make a difference.
Well, I guarantee she'd be the most active VP in the history of the vice presidency.
Well, that's it. And it'd be based off truth.
Yes.
And she'd be asked the question. She'd give you the
it
truthful
wouldn't
answer.
It would be an image position. It would
see,
be
See, I don't
action.
Know why our present VP, why she's MIA. Why would she not? Well, we don't want
she's an
her
idiot.
Out there
well,
making
well,
difference.
Well, wait a minute.
She's a bad
now,
person.
Let's give her some credit. She was the border czar.
Oh,
and look
that's
at how
right.
that
that's
worked
right.
out.
Yeah, great
that's
job
right.
there,
that's
Kamala.
Right. Yeah.
Why
right.
isn't anybody
did
in the media ever, circling back
did she
on
ever
that?
Get to the border?
No, I don't think she ever got to the root ever, cause yeah. or went to the border.
I don't think she physically, she even
no.
has traveled.
She's
not
a bad
down to,
she's a bad, bad person.
Not down to this part of the country. Mm. Yeah.
It's so unfortunate. So I wrapping this up, are there any last things that you'd like to share with our Faith and Freedom audience here on Real America's Voice?
I so appreciate that you do empower people. You do. You and you're just suggesting, oh, you're just a guitar player, whatever. But take that and just consider that, again, like you were saying, God can pluck anybody out of anywhere if you are willing, right?
If you're listening to him.
If you're willing to speak truth and exercise that truth, it's amazing where you can go. So people like you who empower people to understand that and to capitalize on opportunities to get out there and make a difference, it's Esther 4:14 all over the country right
Sarah,
now.
Do you know
it's
what I
now.
End? Do you know what I end every show with? Esther 414.
I was going to say cute dog videos.
Well, that too. is there anything else?
Is that for times like this and wearing the armor of God?
Yes. Yeah, well, wearing the armor of God is Ephesians 6, 11
through 18. I think that was one of the lyrics in Stranglehold, wasn't it? I think
the armor of God?
Tattoo of one is of it? Those.
Yeah. I think you should come out with some spiritual warfare.
Here I come again now, like a dog in heat.
His is a spiritual warfare that's just a little bit more, maybe the verbiage chosen is a little bit more.
More crowbar.
He
has a bite to it.
Yeah. Ron, how about you? Anything?
I'm going to end it with this, and to all your listeners, I believe that this year is going to be a rocky year, but there's good news. I believe in God. I think He's had enough. I think He's stepping in. There's going to be people like yourself. They're going to do what you do. Many are going to do what they're going to do, but God's going to step in and do some things that only God can do. And everyone is going to say, oh my God, God stepped in and made a difference. So I think He's coming. He's going to do His thing, and good news is coming.
Ron, I hear that all over this country, so you're tuned right in, man. Yeah. Thank you.
So Ted, anything else you
would like to say? That Pat Curry is running for 56th district representative here in Texas, and he's a constitutional absolutist. And if Texas wants to be more Texas, they should vote for Pat Curry. And Parnell McNamara has created the safest county in the nation. Parnell McNamara is America's sheriff, and I hope McLennan County residents vote for Pat Curry and Parnell McNamara. And you need to find the Pat Currys and Parnell McNamaras who are constitutional absolutists in your home region, and make sure that your friends and family and coworkers vote for those people, because all important politics are local, right, Sarah Palin?
Yep. Mm.
And if you make your locality constitutional, then it will spread like wildfire. And Shemaine, I love you. You are, this little girl had no idea when she married me.
Before, when we first met, I didn't know. I knew
it's
you
Joan
were somebody, but I didn't listen to rock and roll music. Right?
Well, the rock and roll, my rock and roll is very inspiring, but honey, you do God's work. You were born for times such as this.
You do. That's Esther right there.
Thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate each and every one of you. And I want to share one more thing with you. You know about this. There's a product. We've got to stay healthy. And a lot of times we're on the go and we're moving and we don't have time to eat properly. We have found a product called Kingdom Candy. Kingdom with a K, candy with a K. And it's my new favorite meal replacement. And it actually has, get this, kale,
spinach,
pink Himalayan sea salt, spinach. It's got healthy fats, protein, and it's good for you.
And Himalayan salt not made in China.
Right. Mm. shop the code FAITH and go to shop.fmidr.com and use the code FAITH for a 15% discount. That's shop.fmidr.com and the code is FAITH. Well, thank you everybody so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. Sarah, thank you.
Thank you.
Ron, thank you.
Faith
Ted, thank
and
you.
Freedom.
Thank you.
Faith and freedom.
Things are happening very fast. And as I mentioned, I always end this show with Esther 414. Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. God bless. I'll see you next week.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this.